Monday, January 2nd, 1860. This morning we had our usual jubilee, though I did not enjoy it as so much as I used to. Charles, who is going to join Father's business, is away in Europe instead. Frank is sick. And besides, I knew what all my presents were to be but one. I had nothing but books in a bookstand. Wordsworth, Elia, Moore's Melodies, Merchant of Venice, early Italian painters, and the Lady's Almanac. Frank had his presents carried into him. Father gave him a silver cup, a beauty. Father sent books and bouquets to the ladies, as usual. Saturday, February 18th. Frank has the lung fever. He is confined to the warm rooms of the house and troubled with a cough. I never saw a child so patient and lovely in sickness. He is so good. Thursday, March 8th. Father had an ill time last night. How it shatters us to hear that he is sick. He is generally so well. He looks pale. Poor mother's eyes pain her very much. I am reading Heir of Redcliffe to her. Thursday, May 3rd. Emma seems subject to low spirits lately. What is the reason, I wonder? From Charles in Paris, we had today most satisfactory letters. He sits up 3 hours to read Racine, who completely fascinates him. Molière, Corneille, and other writers interest him equally. It certainly is a new phase for Charles. I am delighted. 1862, Friday, April 18th. Good Friday, the sky overcast. The oppressively warm and sultry thermometer, 77. My birthday, 21! I had a basket full of beautiful flowers from Auntie. Also a perfectly magnificent bouquet from George Fisk. So luxuriously gorgeous and fresh and long stems. And such a variety and fullness and deliciousness. I cannot find words to equate to describe its glory. It was very kind of him, but very stupid or rather wrong of me to hint at my going to be of age as I did jokingly the other day. Sunday, August 31st. It's been a day of great excitement in Boston and here in Swampscott. Rumors all day about the Civil War battle in Manassas, Virginia. General Pope's army cut to pieces by Confederate General Lee. And retreating, they say. What darkness we live in. 1868. I married George Fisk on August 16th, 1866 in Boston. I had known him for many years. He worked for Father starting in 1848, first as a clerk and then as a partner. He stepped down due to poor health in 1865 and traveled to Europe hoping to recuperate. Directly after our wedding, we returned to Nice in southern France. Our two children, George Stanley and Esther, were born there. It's where my husband died in 1868, and it's where my brother Charles lived until his death in 1866.